Photos: migrants protest outside U.S. consulate in Mexico, demanding Biden end Title 42. By John Binder on May 22, 2022. Foreign nationals protested outside of the United States consulate in Tijuana, Mexico, demanding President Joe Biden end the Title 42 authority that has helped stem illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border over the last 2 years. Months ago, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, announced that on May 23 the Biden administration would end Title 42. The authority was first issued by former President Donald Trump in 2020 and has allowed federal immigration officials to quickly remove illegal aliens from the U.S. In April, Trump-appointed Judge Robert R. Summerhays announced he would block the Biden administration from ending Title 42. Late last week, Summerhays issued a preliminary injunction against Biden's efforts to end Title 42, blocking the policy from being eliminated. On May 19, foreign nationals took to the U.S. consulate in Tijuana to protest Title 42. Among their claims, the foreign nationals allege that the policy discriminates against Latin America and Central Americans trying to get released into the U.S. interior after arriving at the southern border. Positive in attitude, negative in COVID, another protest sign read. Following Summerhays' preliminary injunction against the Biden administration, the Open Borders lobby rushed to denounce the move and claimed that Title 42 is a racist and xenophobic policy. Because of this Louisiana court decision, this racist and xenophobic policy will continue to subject thousands of people at our borders to violence and harm, Matt Vogel of the National Immigration Project of the National Lawyers Guild said in a statement. Today's court decision to block the end of Title 42 will cause immeasurable harm to thousands of vulnerable people seeking protection in the United States and forces the Biden administration to maintain a counterproductive policy that has caused chaos along our southern border, Jeremy Robbins with the American Immigration Council said. Meanwhile, executives at the Network Lobby for Catholic Social Justice claimed keeping Title 42 will mean more danger and death for migrants seeking safety and suggested that the ruling promotes xenophobia. Title 42 is a horrific border policy denying Black and Brown people access to seek asylum on our southern border, Eliana Fernandez with Faith in Action wrote in a statement. We must do right by those fleeing war, violence, and persecution by restoring a fair and humane asylum process. Title 42 must end now. As Breitbart News has reported for months, the Biden administration has been prematurely winding down the use of Title 42 at the border. Most recently, sources close to Breitbart News confirmed that the agency has prematurely ended Title 42. Title 42 exemptions start today, a source close to Breitbart News said on April 21. More exemptions are coming later and so on. Most are getting released on notices to appear, NTAs. Without Title 42, Biden officials admit that up to 500,000 border crossers and illegal aliens, the equivalent of the resident population of Atlanta, Georgia, could arrive at the border every month. Representative Andy Biggs, Arauz, told Breitbart News that he would expect 30,000 border crossers and illegal aliens every day at the border without Title 42. In Tijuana, Mexico, alone, Breitbart News exclusively reported that up to 6,000 foreign nationals are waiting to rush the border when Title 42 is ended. The Biden administration's plan for ending Title 42, which Breitbart News reported and published, details broad-scale release mechanisms that transform the border into a mere checkpoint for foreign nationals arriving every day. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.